Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, some friends from Village Lutheran Church here in Ladue, Missouri, Susan Hammond. Welcome to Worldwide KFUO and His Time.
Thank you, Andy. Happy to be here.
And Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden. Pastor Golden, welcome back to His Time.
Good to be here as always.
I think we've got a seat with your name on it. We get to see you so frequently, and it's a blessing to get to spend time with you on a regular basis.
Yes, the seat's always set to the right height, so I don't need to adjust it or anything.
Well, it's so good to have you all here. Today we're talking about the speaker series, and you've had some great speakers already, some great topics that you've addressed. Tell us a little bit about the idea behind the speaker series. I want to get to who the speaker is, but let's talk about the idea. Why a speaker series? Susan?
Well, the speaker series is to bring some of the well-known people who have a voice in Lutheranism to the St. Louis area. And I guess through the years, Pastor Golden and I have met quite a few different people in different arenas. And we wanted our congregation in the St. Louis area to meet some of these people and to hear their ideas and just to stimulate thought and some challenging questions.
Stimulate thought and challenging questions. And there are all kinds of conversations going on around us in media, in academia. Why have you chosen the topics that you've chosen, Pastor Golden?
Well, the specific lecture series title is The Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. So the kind of the idea behind that is, where does Christianity intersect culture, which in many ways, that's pretty much everything, anything culturally, Christianity has an impact upon it. But we've even described it as kind of a threefold or a three-tiered approach to that. One, we want to extol the rich history of how Christianity has positively impacted and enriched culture. Secondly, to take a look at how the opportunities are before us today and to therefore encourage Christians to be engaged in that. And number three, have our sights towards the future as well about the potential future opportunities in that regard so that the church remains engaged in this very, very matter.
So engaging the church, engaging the community in these conversations, in these discussions, these lectures.
Yeah, and we've definitely seen this as a great opportunity not only to enrich our congregation, enrich the Lutheran community of St. Louis as a whole, but also our specific community as well in which Village is located, a way to reach out to them and invite them in to our location and be enriched as they hear not only about the riches within culture, but specifically how the church is a vital part of that, and therefore beginning a conversation with our community and those maybe who are outside the church at the current time.
Now, some of the presenters, some of the speakers that you've had so far, I know we talked with Molly Hemingway, Molly Ziegler Hemingway, not too long ago, and I'm trying to think back.
That is actually the only one we've had so far.
I thought that we was had two.
No, we're getting ready for number two.
We're getting ready. Okay, very good. Now, tell us about the topic and the speaker for this next one, Susan.
Well, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is our speaker, and he will be speaking on a lawyer's defense of Christianity. And as your listeners probably have heard his name before, he holds 11 earned degrees and has written 50 books in 5 languages. So it's quite a privilege that he would come to Village and share this with the community here. He's a man of law. We have run into him at Patrick Henry College, where he has been teaching there. And also, he is the director of the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France. So it is indeed an honor.
Absolutely. He is featured on Apologetics Boot Camp here on Worldwide KFUO, the first Monday of the month. He and Craig Parton are featured on a special edition of Cross Defense on Mondays, and it's great stuff. Yes.
And his presentation to us will dovetail very well with that very thing, with the Apologetics Boot Camp, because a lawyer's defense of Christianity is really approaching the task of Christian apologetics, specifically from an attorney's point of view, which would be that of evidentiary apologetics, as it's often described, where you're setting forth the evidence, historical evidence largely, that really buttresses the case for Christianity. And you can even see this flowing out of, for example, some of your listeners may have even had it as their confirmation verse in 1 Peter, where Peter tells us, always be prepared to give a defense for the reason of the hope that is within you. And so that defense in Greek is apologia in Greek, from which we get apologetics or apology. So we're not apologizing for the faith. We are instead making a defense of the faith. And Dr. Montgomery is really considered the foremost living authority on Christian apologetics. So he comes with a great history and a great wealth of knowledge.
Why is now the time for a lecture on apologetics from an attorney's perspective, from a lawyer's perspective?
Well, there always has been, and there always will be, challenges to the faith. Those who are detractors of the faith, you can certainly say in our own specific setting in the United States, that Christianity certainly has lost. If it hasn't already, it is in the process of losing kind of its privileged status within our society. And part of that is that the church comes under attack, where it is often portrayed as either unreasonable, the enemy of science. The church is there just to undercut progress that is taking place in various spheres societally and such. And so with the repeated attacks against the church, and not so much the church, but the faith, the Christian faith, and who Christ is and what he has done for us. Well, Peter's call to give a defense of the faith really rings true in every age and specifically in our own. Now, on what basis do you make that defense? And I believe that what Dr. Montgomery and then others like Craig Parton do so effectively is that they don't fall into, if you will, the traps of the attackers of the faith, but they stand in a position and they offer a defense that is very reasonable, that it says, okay, this is not a matter of empirical discussion because you can't do a scientific test, if you will, and go into your lab and prove all this, but rather we handle this like we handle every other question, such as, did Jesus exist? Did he die? Did he rise? Those kernel parts of the Christian faith, approach them in the same way we approach other historical questions, such as, did Julius Caesar exist? Was he stabbed to death? And things along those lines. You take a look at the actual historical evidence and let it speak for itself. And when you do that with Christianity, the answer is phenomenally strong, where it's really the only way you can defend saying, oh, I don't believe that, or that is all wrong, is because of a preconceived notion or a presupposition that it just can't be true.
Susan, what are you looking forward to most about this upcoming lecture?
Well, I know that we are having many people from the community coming to this, and quite a few who are skeptics, too, who will offer questions to Dr. Montgomery. And I'm really looking forward to the discussion, the Q&A that will follow, and also just engaging Dr. Montgomery with a few questions of my own. He's a brilliant man, and I'm just very excited about what Saturday will hold.
Very good. And details then. This is coming up Saturday?
This is coming up this Saturday at Village in Ledoux. The lecture begins at 2 o'clock, but we are privileged to have Dr. Henry Gehrke, who's going to begin an organ prelude for us about 1:30.
Well, very nice.
Then the lecture will be from 2 to 4 o'clock. Following that, we will have a book signing, and we'll have about, not all of his books, certainly, but 5 to 7 books and even a DVD that he has recently done with Craig Parton for sale, and he will be signing all of these. And during that time, we will also offer some free refreshments, and we will have a violinist who will be playing for us and a pianist at that time, too.
So this is definitely an intersection of culture and Christianity.
Yes,
by all means.
Yes, it is.
The great riches of music that enriches culture, but also Christianity has a great heritage there as well.
We're talking with Susan Hammond and Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden from Village Lutheran Church in Ledoux, Missouri, on the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. And I hope you can stick around for more conversation right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned at the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Live Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Bible translations with Dr. Cameron McKenzie of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we'll have Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn answer the question, where do you find the teaching of the Trinity in the Bible?
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
As we age, our needs change, but there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why Lutheran Senior Services offers everything from low-income housing to senior living communities that provide all levels of care, to in-home services, to hospice. Our mission of older adults living life to the fullest comes from John 10, verse 10, where Jesus says he came so that we might live life in abundance, now and into eternity. Improving the lives of seniors wherever they call home. LSSLiving.org.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Good to be with you this Wednesday, November 5th. We're talking with our friends from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri, about the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture series. And today we're talking with Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, Susan Hammond, and also now joining us in studio, Stan Hammond. Stan, welcome to His Time.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us this morning and to be talking about the lecture series. And Dr. John Warwick Montgomery will be the next speaker. Now, before we went to break, Susan shared with us some of the details that's coming up again this Saturday, November 8th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. Where can we find, first of all, where can we find Village Lutheran Church? And then how can we find it online as well?
Yeah, online, we've put up a website just for the lecture series. Its website address is VLLCC.com, basically the acronym, you know, Village Lutheran Lecture Series on Christianity and Culture. So again, VLLCC.com. What we've done is we've put directions to the church up there. We also have put a media tab up there. So really anyone interested in inviting friends, we really invite you to go to the website, go to the media tab, and download any of the media that we've been using to get the word out. It can be forwarded on email attachments mm-hmm. or just cut and pasted right over into an email and send it to a friend.
Share it on Facebook, too. You can share, I'm sure,
Absolutely.
The link there on Facebook.
Yeah, the website has a Facebook share on it. So by all means, share it with your friends. That'd be great.
VLLCC.com. Very good. You can check out the website, get more information about that. Now, the lecture series taking place this Saturday, Village Lutheran Church, 2 to 4 p.m., talking with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. What are some of the things in terms of apologetics? What are some of the topics he'll be addressing? Do you know any of the details that he'll be addressing? Pastor?
You know, actually, we don't know specific details other than he gave us the topic of a lawyer's defense of Christianity. So we know he'll be approaching this from, as we described before, evidentiary apologetics. Now, in 2 hours, he cannot cover everything that he has to say. He will give us a basic introduction so that you can have a basic understanding. But what specific direction? I haven't asked him to give that to me because I want a little surprise for myself so that I can have that pleasant surprise. One thing I would, though, mention is that we typically with these lectures, we reserve the last half hour for Q&A time. So roughly 20 to 30 minutes will be available for questions questions and answers. So we encourage those who plan to attend to come ready to ask a few questions. And I can almost imagine that we will run out of time for all the questions.
Well, especially after you asked your 28 minutes of questions.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I will lead into my first question with about a 5-minute spiel to show that I might be able to scratch Dr. Montgomery's intelligence. So, it should be a grand opportunity. But the precise topic will be nicely surprised on Sunday.
Very good.
Or Saturday, excuse me.
Saturday. Thank you. Good. Thanks for catching that. Stan, what are you looking forward to about this lecture series? What have you enjoyed so far, and what are you looking forward to about the upcoming lecture?
Well, I'm extremely excited about this. My family has looked into what would it take to meet him and to spend some time with him. And really, quite frankly, he's in France. So it's rare that he's in the United States. And once we started asking other people as to how we might be able to engage him to speak for us, he really doesn't do speaking engagements out in the public. So it's not an occurrence that will happen again soon or ever. So I really encourage people to come to the church. And of course, afterward, we'll have it up on the website afterward in a video format for everyone. And we also, if people want to warm up going into Saturday's event, go up there and watch the Molly video from this summer.
Absolutely.
So, but there's nothing like being there in person and seeing an individual who ranks so highly. And, you know, basically I look back and I say, if C.S. Lewis were alive today, how far would I go to see him? And John Warwick Montgomery ranks right alongside with C.S. Lewis and others.
So it's definitely a unique opportunity to get to hear him, to be there live in person, to hear him speak, and also to ask questions. Have you started formulating your questions? Do you know what you might answer or what you might ask?
I am really not up for that.
and Stan will probably be pretty busy. Stan handles a lot of the technical aspects for us on the audio and video stuff. I can imagine you might see him going up there making sure that the mic is ready to go when Q&A time starts for people to ask their questions. And maybe you can sneak in a question real quick then, Stan.
Yeah, I really, I look forward from a business perspective. I've done settings like this many times, technically, as in the radio station and other aspects. There's always variables, and I'm trying to reduce all those variables. So really, it's a fantastic experience for everyone. Everyone can hear him speak. The video and recording after the event, you know, comes up on the website. So people that, you know, can't make it also have that opportunity. But still, if you can make it, I would be at the event.
Wonderful. Well, I have to go around the room here and ask your questions. Do you have questions that you've been formulating, working on, Susan?
Well, I've been formulating the background details, but I know my daughter is flying in from Washington, D.C. just for this event. It's closer than going to Strasbourg, but I know that she has a lot of questions. She has many opportunities on Capitol Hill to witness and share her faith with others. And I know that she has some very specific questions for Dr. Montgomery on what is the most effective way to share your faith. I know that he comes from a background, personally, he was not a believer in Christ when he was at Cornell, and he was challenged in his faith by a fellow student that encouraged him to go and find the answers that he didn't have at that time. And I guess I'd like to hear a little bit more about, you know, how to do that with people and how to share your faith. And I'll be interested to see how he interacts with people who do ask him challenging questions.
Pastor Golden, we only have about 8 minutes. What are the questions that you've prepared?
Yeah, so let's see. How do I boil this down to 8 minutes? Although, you know, one of the things that I will find probably a bit of a challenge on Saturday is that one of my roles is I serve essentially as moderator, that I will introduce Dr. Montgomery. And then when it comes time for questions and answers, I will be essentially kind of moderating that a little bit. And so restraining myself will be a challenge to say, all right, letting the people at the microphone get get the chance to ask the questions. But certainly there's a host of opportunities. And what I kind of anticipate also is, depending on what angle Dr. Montgomery takes with his specific address, that will color the questions that come forward, because it will spark different thoughts within people that will lead to specific questions and such. So that's, once again, one of the nice surprises that we will see on Saturday is just what kind of questions arise from what he has to say. The other thing that I'm really looking forward to in the way of the questions is something that Susan mentioned earlier, in that we anticipate we'll have a number of skeptics that will be present with us. And I'm really anxious to hear the questions that they're going to choose to ask. And I really hope that they're the ones that get to the microphone first. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but I'd love for the skeptics to have a chance to have their questions specifically addressed by Dr. Montgomery, so that it can begin the conversation once again, so that they might hear the gospel and come to know Christ.
And there's that intersection of Christianity and culture.
Yes.
Engaging the culture around us and the community, the St. Louis community, mm-hmm. the neighborhood right there.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly.
Yeah, that's the purpose of this, is really invite a skeptic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Invite a friend that typically inviting to maybe a Sunday worship is a little bit too much. Maybe invite them to something that's much more approachable. You know, the church is open. There'll be music playing. The setting is generally casual. So invite that friend. We had bumping into people. It's very easy to invite people to this type of event. So I would encourage everyone to do so.
You know, I recall when I was a student at Concordia Seminary, we would have these conversations from time to time when people would be on their afternoon walk coming through the seminary, and they were from the community, and you'd strike up a conversation with them, and sometimes you got the impression they thought that we were in a bit of an ivory tower, and that we had absolutely no ability to kind of connect with people who were outside of our specific little community. And so it was a good opportunity to let them see, you know, we're average folk, just like them, and we could engage them in conversation and develop friendships and such. And I'd like to think that is also what's going on with these lecture series, and specifically even this Saturday with Dr. Montgomery, is that although he is an individual of, you know, high educational and intellectual pedigree, nevertheless, he's one who engages anybody in conversation, and we seek to do the same thing, so that I can imagine that it might be that people drive by Village on a Sunday morning and they see the parking lot full, and if they are individuals from outside the faith, they may wonder, what are they doing in there? And mm-hmm. what kind of folk are they? Are they distant and aloof and just think that we're a bunch of pagans because we're not in church and such? I'm hypothesizing. I don't know exactly what they think. But my prayer is that anybody who is of that outlook, that this becomes a means to let them know that we can engage them. We desire to engage them in conversation, looking down upon them, but mm-hmm. as equals, but equal sinners who have been redeemed by our Savior.
That we're not here to cast judgment on anyone, but rather to engage. This is an opportunity to engage in conversation, not to beat anybody up.
Correct. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Engage in conversation. And in the end, the gospel is the end goal mm-hmm. throughout all this. And the gospel doesn't beat up. The gospel liberates. The gospel forgives.
Amen. Well, truly an intersection here of Christianity and culture with this, the Village Lutheran Lectures on Christianity and Culture. The details again coming up this Saturday, correct, Susan?
This Saturday at Village Lutheran Church. The address for the church is 9237 Clayton Road. It is across from the Truffles Restaurant and just down the street from the St. Louis Galleria. And as Stan mentioned, we have a website with more details. It's vllcc.com. Or feel free to call the church. The number is 314-993-1834.
And again, Pastor Gold.
Well, I was going to add to that also. I know I've had a number of people ask me, what is the cost? It is free. There's no cost for admission. And also, we debated a bit about offering e-tickets in advance just to know the numbers to anticipate. We chose not to do that for a variety of reasons. So simply show up. There's no pre-registration, no cost. It is open to the public. And if you can't make it, as Stan mentioned before, we are going to do a video recording of it. And the goal is to have that on to the VLLCC.com website by the end of this month. That's the goal. We can't make guarantees. You know, there will be some work that needs to be done to clean it all up and make it workable. But that's the goal.
So to have that available for viewing online in
exactly.
the future if you can't make it. But if you can make it, you want to get there early mm-hmm. to enjoy the beautiful music before, the prelude before.
Right. The music will begin at 1:30. I'm really looking forward to hearing that as well. And then stay late. The book signing mm-hmm. starts at 4, and we'll have refreshments and some more beautiful music. So come early, stay late.
Wonderful. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden from Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. Dr. Golden, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Always great being here.
And Susan Hammond, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. It was an honor.
And Stan Hammond, thanks for being our guest today here on His Time.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Hope you can join us for that as we study with Pastor Thomas Arnold from Mount Angel Lutheran Church in Oregon. From Trinity Lutheran Church in Mount Angel, Oregon. We're going to get into Matthew chapter 23 today. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.